We move now to the Harold and Blanche Cox News Studio, where Timothy Dennis resides. How are you, Timothy?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. Good to be back from a vacation and ready to hear about music we're going to have this week.
Let's start with tonight.
All right.
Stage 18 is going to have a solo blues show. Scott Leeper, he's a blues guy from Pittsburgh, Kansas. He started out playing the drums as a kid. He progressed to the washtub bass and then finally to guitar.
Gonna rock tonight with the banjo, fiddle, and the bow. Gonna sing a song to chase away the country blues. My dad farmed here his whole life. He worked real hard and he paid his dues.
Is he only doing guitar tonight?
I think he may be doing kind of a one-man band type thing. I'm not exactly sure, but he has played with the Ben Miller Band.
They're from the Joplin area, so that
exactly.
Makes sense.
That's going to be a $5 show at Stage 18, and music is supposed to get underway right around 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
Tomorrow night, Jeff Kearney is going to have a solo show at Kingfish in Fayetteville.
Does Jeff Kearney ever not play music? I mean, between all the different places that he can be in bands?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't know. Again, he's a guitarist from the 1 Ounce Jig and the Flip Off Pirates and several other bands mm-hmm. throughout the region. By the way, 1 Ounce Jig will be at Crystal Bridges Saturday night yeah. as part of the Force Music Series. But his solo show, Jeff's solo show at Kingfish Thursday night, gets underway at about 8 o'clock.
All right.
Moving on to Friday, there's going to be a show at Smoke and Barrel Tavern featuring the Inner Party, White Mansion. Both of them are actually releasing EPs at this show.
We'll have Inner Party in the Furman Garner Performance Studio on Friday's show.
Yes, we will. At that show Friday night at Smoke and Barrel, they'll be joined by Crash Blossom. It's a $5 show from about 9:30 p.m. till about 2 a.m. Also Friday night, up the road in Springdale at Black Apple Crossing, there'll be a band called Le Cube, L-E-Q-U-B-E.
About Le Cube?
I know that they're a Fort Worth-based indie rock band.
All right.
That show at Black Apple Crossing is going to be 8 to 10 p.m. Again, that's Friday night. Moving on to Saturday, Foggy Bobcat will be at Stage 18 in Fayetteville.
Why did you bother? Why did you bother to change the way that you feel? So hard to explain. I know your reasons, they're never the same. Just you're so right, it's all just a game.
They are releasing a new album, kind of a double LP, which includes That Voodoo, which is from the studio, and then Almost Live, which is a live EP.
Now, if I can't make it to the show and I want to buy this EP, mm-hmm. where can I go to buy it?
Bandcamp, which is an internet webpage.
But if I want the physical copy in my hand?
Do you know how to burn CDs?
I'm just saying. It'd be great if someone had this little kiosk of local music available.
I
don't know
agree.
If I've mentioned that before.
It sounds vaguely familiar,
okay.
actually.
All right.
That show with Foggy Bobcat at Stage 18 has a $5 cover, and okay. it begins at around 9 o'clock. Still in Fayetteville Saturday night, Adam Fawcett returns to town.
Good for Adam.
Too sharp to be my kind. The new king can't dance or nothing. His sad blood blue and gushing on hordes of ex-husbands. I tried to run years ago.
He will be at Backspace. He's back in town from Little Rock. He's going to be joined by locals Theta Theorem and May the Peace of the Sea Be With You. That is a $5 show at Backspace, and it begins at around 10 o'clock. Still in Fayetteville Saturday night, at Nomad's Music Lounge, there's going to be an indie rock show featuring locals Jettison Void and Terra Nova Kings. Cash Out Nomads is from 7 to 11 p.m. Now, getting out of Fayetteville Saturday night, Emily Rowland is going to be at Core Public House in Rogers. She's one half of the local folk duo Melody Pond. That show at Core Public House in Rogers will be from 7 to 9 p.m. Then finally on Saturday night, Delta Phonic will be at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs. Do you know about Delta Phonic?
You know, I should. It rings a bell, but I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, they're not from the area. They're right. A New Orleans-based blues, funk, and roots rock duo. That show at Chelsea's has a $5 cover, and it should get away at around 9:30.
It's always a good time at Chelsea's.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been too long since I've been there. But
It has been for me as well, but sometime soon.
Yes.
let's move on to Sunday. One of my favorite bands that I've had here in the studio is going to be back in the region. The Time Burners are coming back to town.
Don't take me on back home. On that long, winding road, heading down the road every night, wishing you were here by my side, looking for something that I may never find. On that long,
they're a husband and wife rockabilly duo. They're great musicians and just good folks.
Yeah.
They're playing two shows Sunday, actually. From 9 a.m. to noon, they'll be at Ozark Mountain Bagel Company in Bentonville.
From 9 a.m. to noon?
Yeah, an early morning show.
Yeah.
And then they'll also be at Brick Street Brews in Rogers from 3 to 5 p.m.
Gosh, you can have 5 hours of the Time Burners.
I know.
You can burn some time with the Time Burners on Sunday.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
And then finally on Sunday, Sad Daddy will be at Brews in Eureka Springs.
All right. I love Sunday shows.
I do too. And it seems like there are getting to be more and more of them.
I like this idea of 9 to 12 Sunday morning.
Have your breakfast, a little bit of coffee with a little bit of music.
There you go.
That show with Sad Daddy at Brews, again, will be from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's This Weekend in Music.
Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
On a mountainside where the river faces a big old sky, wide open spaces. Everything's so crowded, you just think it's gonna budge. And this big old iron world has turned to rust. Feel my spirit slip soon as I cross that borderline. This Texas town so